Okay, well, we are now going to get started. It is 4 p.m., so welcome to Office Hours. This is Office Hours of me, Probable Prime. I'm a member of the NEOS team, and I'm going to answer your questions. As a reminder, which I've been saying like every couple of seconds before this, if you have questions, please drop them in the Office Hours chat that's two above the one that you're currently in the community meetings chat, and I'll get to them in the order that they appear, and I'll answer them. Let's go ahead and take a look. So we have a question from Light Lotus who says, what is happening with NEOS? Why has nothing been said about the state of leadership? It has. If you check announcements, you'll see the updated information there. If there's any additional information, we'll share it in announcements. You'll get tidbits of information randomly from various members of the team when they answer various questions. But like, no news doesn't mean nothing's happening. It just means that there's no news. There's a difference there, right? So we can't say nothing's happening, and we can't say nothing's not happening. We can't tell you like anything until we can tell you stuff. Like, so no news means wait for more news. Thumbs up. Cool. Moving onwards to Duff's question. Duff says, with the huge influx of VLC players migrating over to NEOS, what are some of the key things we should be teaching new players that the team and all the community members would like to emphasize on? I personally, and I can't enforce this, of course, because it's not on any guidelines and it's not me speaking as an official capacity, is for you to be considerate. There's a lot of sort of, you know, cool stuff that you can do inside NEOS, but being considerate is incredibly important. I have a list of ways that you can be considerate on a personal page on the NEOS Wiki. Once again, this is not, like, mandated. This is not, like, do this or you will die. This is just my personal opinion about how you can be considerate. There's also the social videos that exist in my social VR playlist, which I'll go ahead and link as well. As Shifty says in the comments, consent is super important. There are other social issues which are very important, consent being a very, very large one in that round. So they would take a look at the social videos there. And the social videos we have Reading the Room, which is about basically when you join a NEO session, it might be unclear what's happening in that NEO session. You need to take like a couple of seconds, you know, figure out what's happening. What type of session is this? What type of users are in this session? How best can my existence, my energy, influence this session? In some cases, the answer is not at all, in which case you can just leave. There's nothing bad about that. You're just like, hey, it's the wrong session. Happens all the time over in VRC, right? You join the 20th black hat of the day to see who's in the black hat, and you're just like, well, this group are over here listening to terrible rap music in the corner in front of a mirror. I don't think this is the world for me. And you go on to the next black cat. That's, you know, exactly the same thing happening over here on NEOS. If the session isn't suitable for you, just move on. VRC for me is like vibe hunting. It's a little bit different in NEOS because there's, you know, so much more that you can do. But in VRC, I mostly vibe hunt. I'm like, I'm looking for a particular vibe, usually just chill and not terrible rap music. But yeah, there you go. There's also the myths list, actually. I do want to cover that one. So misinformation is rampant. And so if someone comes up to you and they say something on the lines of, I heard this, or he said this, or she said that, or I heard this, or the dev said this, you know, they're doing this, etc., do check that myths list. It's not exhaustive. There are other ones there. Those are just the myths that, like, they ground my gears on that day that I wrote that page. The wiki is a community project. Feel free to add more myths to that page. Additionally, I have a screenshot from our friends, and I say that because we should be working together as you know, social metaverses. I have a screenshot of a message from the VR chat team, which I just want to like signal boost here in a way that I'm allowed to as my office hours, which is like, hey, do what you can to combat misinformation as well. Like a lot of sessions I was in, I would say 20-30%, there were some people in the corners or sometimes just blatantly talking about it. They're like, oh yeah, like, you know, VR chat's stealing credit card information now. And it's like, well, what is the source of your information? Like, oh, you heard it from a friend? Okay, where did they hear it from? Oh, a friend. And you trace it all the way back and it's just like they read an offhand comment somewhere that doesn't make sense. Like, if you go direct to the source, you'll get more information there. So there we go. Moving forwards, let's take a look at more questions. Jin says, question, has anyone on the team set up a hardware wallet? Part of the principle of cryptocurrency is anonymity, and I don't understand why this doesn't exist anymore. My crypto wallets are incredibly secret. I'm not going to tell you what they are, where they are, who they are, how many I have, what they have on them. That's not the goal of crypto, right? The goal of crypto is that there is a level of anonymity to it. Sharing information about my wallets publicly is problematic, and I don't know why we've got to that point. I don't know why we have those domain names you can link to a wallet address and be like, yo, you can see all my bank transactions, you can see how much cheese I'm buying, right? So I have a counter question to that, which is, could you please provide a transaction history of your entire bank account over the last millennia? And I'll take a look at that and find all the weird stuff that you've purchased. Moving on to their next question. Teak asks, what are the plans going forwards in regards to the influx of ERC players? We've actually scaled quite well. We got some comments actually from these groups as well. So we have two volunteer groups within the Neos community, and the larger sort of Neos team is an umbrella term. Called the mentors and moderators. Moderators are responsible for guideline violations and just sort of keeping things in check. I don't want to say police because they aren't police, right? They're not beat cops. They're not going to arrest you. They don't have tasers. They don't have firearms. They're there to just try and make sure everyone's safe. And if there's issues that come up, they're there to try and resolve them. And then there's the mentors. And there is a lot of overlap between this. The mentors are a volunteer group that are designed to help you out with Inside Neos. Now, it is not correct to say that if you're not a mentor, you can't help. Anyone and everyone can help at any time. I was in MTC sessions yesterday helping out, and I'm a team member. I had one person, and one person only, who direct messaged me and said, shouldn't you be working on the actual platform rather than helping out new users? And I just said no. I didn't want to entertain that with any other answer, right? We had an influx of new users. We needed as many people as we could, so I was helping out new users. I think I'm entitled to do that. Those groups were scaled a lot. Sort of earlier on in the year, we scaled them a lot. We added a lot more to them. And like I said, even from some of those people inside those groups, they're like, are we scaling too much? Like, don't we have too many mods or too many mentors? Based on yesterday, no. We have, quite frankly, enough, or in some cases, not enough. Like, it was very, very, very busy. So we've scaled quite well for those, and we'll probably continue scaling if we see additional upticks such that they can grow and scale as the platform grows and scales. For information on the mentor program, which is I don't want to say free to join because that makes it sound like it's some sort of paid service, but like it is it is, anyone can join it, anyone can become a mentor. And remember, if you're not a mentor, you can still help. It's just like, hey, if you want to go that extra mile and become a mentor, then you can go ahead and become a mentor. There's information on mentors when I can spell it correctly here. And there's also information on the moderation team. The moderation team is a little bit more difficult to join because it's a different level of commitment that's there. I actually don't think we have moderation applications open currently, but there we go. Additionally, there's also this lovely page I wrote called How to Help, which talks about the ways that you can help us do cool stuff. So there you go. There's How to Help. I know there's a lot of links today, but that's because I have written a lot of those pages or collaborated on those pages with the community, and they just have so much information. You'll see a lot of repeated questions in the Discord, and we're fine to answer repeated questions, of course. But hey, if you're nervous about asking questions, or you think it might be a silly question, it's not. But also remember, the information is on the wiki there as well. And if there is information on the wiki that you think is missing, go ahead and edit it. Anyone can edit. Anyone on the planet. Your mother, your father, your grandfather, your aunt, your cousin, your dog. Anyone who can access a keyboard can edit the wiki. No permission is required. If you want to edit the wiki and feel like contributing, then there is a page called Contributing to the Wiki, which can also help. Like I said, lots of links here. Woo-hoo. Choo-choo. It's linked down. All right, let's go ahead and move onwards. Let's take a look. Okay, so we got that one. Whoever's reacting with cues, can you also... Yep, thank you for adding the check marks. Who are you? Oh, it's Lex today. Thank you so much. I do want to double check I know who's doing it every day. So we got Duff's question, we got the hardware wallet question, we got Teak's question. On to Hack's question. Hack says, is there a good way of handling syncing to inventory or things loading into the world? I noticed recently it's been a bit slower than usual with making things to appear, making it harder to help people put their avatars together. There was some server load issues yesterday, because quite frankly, we didn't know that we were going to get a larger, like a scale event. We have now adjusted our infrastructure to handle that scale event, including the registration cap, which may seem annoying. If you have questions about the registration cap, do ask. I won't go into it unless there's an ask, though, because I could talk about it for like 20 minutes, and I don't want to waste that time. So if you're interested, please go ahead and ask. So we are adjusting things to make that a little bit better. What I would say there is, if you are helping people out, consider using a more performant avatar. I don't want to say like as a mentor, even if you're not a mentor, but like, I don't want to say as a helper, you need a uniform, because you don't. You need to abide by guidelines, of course, but like maybe a lighter avatar might help, because then when you're joining the session to help them, you're then not, what's the word for like, burdening, that's the word. You're not burdening that session with your avatar. You're just giving a light thing for your presence, your character, and then everything else spawned in is targeted for them. Then that'll give like a little bit less load on that session. Steam randomly just disconnected from the internet. That's fine, and jump scared me on my computer. And then other than that is just think about what you're spawning. There are some items that can also be created without using the inventory. For example, if you add like a developer tooltip component to an empty object, it should automatically create a cone. It'll be the old red cone rather than the new sort of gold sparkly dev tip, but it still works. Same with the logic tip, it'll create a blue cone for you. So that can also be like an emergency thing. If you're still noticing issues, do please continue reporting them. We do like seeing those. We can do more, and we do want to hear about that if there's any problems. All right, let's move forwards to TPW's question. Hi, TPW. I see that you're new to the Discord, so welcome to Neos, as was Teek, actually, so welcome to the Discord as well. While Neos has great tools for developers, one thing that deters new people that aren't tech savvy is the complexity of the base menu, especially with the influx of VLC players. Is there any vision of streamlining things, or it remain pretty much the same? It will be like night and day eventually. So what we want to do is initially we want to first of all replace all the old UI with new UI. Easy way to explain that is actually using dark mode and light mode. Anything that is in light mode right now, and that includes inspectors because those are light, it needs to be like entirely reworked, in some cases from the ground up, to be in our new UI system. There's UI, which is the old UI system, and then UIX, which is the new UI system. Once that's all reworked, it'll have an initial pass which will improve the UX design of those units initially, but it also allow us to continue developing that UI further in response to feedback from you guys and ideas, suggestions, enhancements. Added to that, because of the way that we build our new UI, it is entirely customizable. As an example here to kind of illustrate what's going on, the world browser, which is in the new UI scheme, there's more work that we need to do on on the world browser for sure, but it is in the new UI system. That is entirely editable by you. As an example of that, there is a facet I made, which is a simplified world browser that just shows the worlds that you're in and allows you to close out of them. It's probably the most popular thing I've made in a long time. Another example, and I don't know if I can remember the name of the world, there is, I think it's called Nexus Portal. I should have actually visited that last night. It's going to be crazy. Something like that. It's a world that I made where I took the world browser and I made it 3D again. And so I made each world that is in the world browser as an active session, a like doorway in this like grassy knoll floating in space. And it used to be quite easy to make that render because there wasn't that many sessions open, but it'll probably be a mess these days. But again, that's just me editing the world browser. Added to that, parts of the world browser are actually generic. So for example, the search bar, there's nothing in that search bar that determines that it's searching worlds. The search bar just says, this is what's in my search query. And the world browser then picks that up using sort of interop between those segments. And it means that they can sort of be dragged around a little bit. What I'm basically saying there about rambling on too much more is, once the UI is open to that new system, you can build it yourself. Hey, you want an inspector that's bright pink? You can build it yourself. Hey, you want an inspector that is still in light mode, even if we default to dark mode? Go for it. You want an inspector with a different font? Go for it. You want a bigger font size? Go for it. You want a smaller font size? Go for it. People already do this. They create custom inspectors, and feel free to continue using those. But once we have that new system in place for inspectors, it'll be a lot easier to do that, and it'll be a lot less prone to errors and issues. So in short, a summary, everything's going to change. Like, honestly, it's going to look like you put, you know, your darks and your whites together in the laundry machine, and it's come out like a completely new garment, and you're just like, cool, guess I now have a gray t-shirt instead of a white t-shirt. Moving forwards, let's take a look at what is next. Okay, so Nekogama has not a question, just something I'd like to bring to attention since I mentioned the miss list. Neko was recently asked by a decent amount of friends if Neos is owned by Facebook due to the term metaverse. Just want to give a quick heads up. I don't like this, and there's nothing I can really do about it. Asking whether Neos is owned by Facebook is kind of the same as asking if any book that you own in your library of books on your bookshelf is owned by Facebook because it's got the word book in it. And I understand the confusion, and I wish that Meta hadn't chosen that particular name, but that's just the way that we are in the world that we live in. Neos is not owned by Facebook. If it was, we would have to declare it. And if we declared it, it would be on the bottom of our website, and it would probably be part of the UI. And hey, maybe you'd need a Facebook account to log into Neos. So we are not. Very easy to prove that. I will add it to the miss list. I would also encourage those that have that kind of thought process to look beyond words and finding associations for that. So the word meta that's in metaverse just means like different or adjunct to the normal thing. So there's a good example there being metadata. So metadata is data about the data. So a good example of metadata is a picture that you saved to your computer. The picture, which might be of your favorite cheese collection, is a picture. That's the data. There's computer, you know, code or binary on that computer which is describing what that cheese collection looks like. But then there's metadata, which is when you took the picture, what like focus and zoom that camera was, and etc. And that metadata also isn't owned by Facebook. It's metadata. Additionally, there is a company called MetaThreads, who I'm vaguely aware of because I used to be in the streaming area as a job, and they had really good outfits and clothing. They're probably angry right now. And there was another company that I believe currently is suing Meta because of the use of the name. But I don't want to comment on that because it's not like a good place to sort of comment on the affairs of other companies. Scrolling down to another question. Alexios says, an UI streamlining is desperately needed, but you know the situation. I have to ask, is there any team members working on developer at all, or is everyone in the protest thing? It is difficult to use the word protest. I've heard some people use the word strike. It isn't either of those. We have stopped working because of negotiations currently. It is not a strike. It is not a protest. If it was a strike or a protest, I wouldn't be here speaking to you. If you strike from, let's say, a factory job, you don't go to the factory. If you strike from a programming job, you don't program and you don't attend the job. We have everyone in here. Like, I saw Shifty typing. Shifty has some messages. I saw Canadian Git typing. There's probably got messages from them on the scroll list, but I keep the scroll to the questions I'm answering. So, yeah, we're still working, but we're working in other areas. Depends what you mean. There is still stuff happening. It's just we're not releasing updates currently. Moving forwards to the next question. That's exactly the same question from Alex there. Yep, Neos is still being developed. We're still working. We're just not releasing updates. Jin has updated their question, hardware wallets, which says, I only wanted to know if the Neos team takes seriously security seriously with hardware wallet questions. Most crypto teams, devs, and marketplace recommend a hardware wallet to users to protect themselves. It'd be a sign of confidence if anyone on the team took it serious and an advocate of such. I am an advocate of hardware wallets, and if you ask me what I recommend you store your cryptocurrency on, I would say a hardware wallet. That's a different question, though. That's, hey, Prime, what would you recommend to increase the security of your Neos account? And I would say, hey, go ahead, turn on 2FA, make sure you have a password not using on any other site. And when you create and turn on 2FA, make sure you save those backup codes. A part of turning on the 2FA process will ask you to save the backup codes. And I know some people don't. If you don't save your backup codes and you lose your 2FA device, you're kind of screwed. So when a computer tells you to save backup codes, and this is any platform of 2FA, if they present backup codes to you, you save them. We are security serious. Like, we have a security policy for reports and security, etc. We take it very securely. We take security very seriously, was what I was trying to say. And we have a lot of looking, insight, and information that we're looking at as security grows. What that doesn't mean is that I need to talk to you about my personal life or my personal crypto wallets. That is a bad measure. If my front door has no lock on it, it doesn't mean that my code is insecure. It just means that I'm replacing my front door. I actually have a friend who's replacing their front door. It blew open in the wind and got wrecked, and they bought the wrong size door, so they had to return it. And I'm like, I didn't think that was like a thing that could happen, but it was a thing. What was the wrong size handle? I can't remember. Anyway, they had to replace their door, and it was a big sort of spectacle because, you know, you need to get a door the right size. Moving onwards. Git has an update on the moderation team, which has applications on an as-no-needed basis. Fantastic. Git also mentions that needing new mods would be added in for like different languages, different locales, stuff like that. That would be good to see. If you haven't seen it already, if you looked at the Twitter hashtag, we have a large, and I mean quite large, representation in the Japanese area, Japanese locale, Japanese language. They are fantastic. They do some of the amazing things. Take a look at the MMC 2021, 2022, and 2019. Just look at all the MMCs for crazy creations from that community. The same goes for Korean as well. We have a lot of Korean users that are amazing. I have seen some sort of rumblings of Spanish, which is cool. So we've been looking into like that. I know that we have a Spanish badge we sometimes give out to people. Or I actually don't know anyone that's with it. I've not seen it. But yeah, if you are in a growing area of language or locale that you think that we might need, we'll take a look and have a look at it. If you haven't seen it as well, we have built by the Japanese community, actually, we have some translation devices where you can basically just like stick them to your head. And then when you speak, the translated text in whatever language you want will appear above your head. And it's beautiful. Moving forwards to other questions, which is, maybe we have another one from Neko. Thank you for that. I did want to ask, one thing I noticed is a bit of performance with a high user count, despite hardware not being even halfway utilized. Is this more of a network issue or something bigger? Performance in NEOS is a very complicated beast. I'll call it a beast because it's one that the NEOS team are going to tackle with multiple tools and implements. There are a lot of things that we just haven't done when it comes to optimization, and we plan to do. One of those being we want to optimize the IK a little bit, and then another one being, hey, we want to optimize entirely the renderer by replacing it, which will get us some optimizations. We also want to optimize the language that NEOS is written in, and by that I mean we want to change the version of .NET we're using, which gives us, again, performance improvements just simply because, hey, we're compiling to a different target. So there's lots of things that we need to do there. It is something that we know is a miss on our part, is that we can't have worlds with as bigger numbers as other platforms, but do know that we are taking a look at it. If you want to know what you can do to kind of mitigate that, the biggest thing you can do is get out of an avatar that has a full IK. We call them head and hands avatars. Sometimes they're called flatties. I don't particularly like that one because my head and hands avatar isn't flat. If you remember the default avatar that you had when you came into NEOS, when you were creating your account before you set up your avatar, it just had hands and that floating headset. You can create as like those using basically anything. If you import a park bench into the game, you can go to avatar creator, slap the headset, the head part of the avatar creator on that concrete bench, hit create avatar, and you'll have a head and hands avatar that looks like a bench with hands. Those are more performant. I don't want to tell you to do that all the time or say like you must do that, because again, you lose the character there, you lose the full body tracking, you lose the legs, you know, you lose the chest. So it's up to you. And then in addition to that is to make sure that you're watching whatever you're spawning in. Good examples there being video players. Try to keep video players low. I've noticed a couple of people will do the sort of thing where they'll spawn in videos and just kind of like queue them up like a deck of cards. Each video player is causing like quite a lot of performance problems. So like just try and keep that down. That isn't a big contributor to performance, but when you've got like, you know, a deck of cards of 10 waiting videos to play, nah. Lots of other things there. If you have specific questions about what you can do to optimize, do let me know. So moving onwards, Sven. Oh, Svecken. It's not Sven. Svecken. I hope I'm pronouncing that one right. So Svecken asked to confirm on blend shapes, if they are zero, are they still a performance problem? It's only when they have a value. If they're on zero, they have a performance problem. If they exist, they have a performance problem. The performance problem occurs because we need to load data into various parts of NEOS that determine what will happen if that blend shape changes. So a good example here, and it's a really silly one, I wish I, you know, but it's a really good example, is there are a lot of avatar bases which have a... I'm going to like generalize here a little bit, apologize for that. They kind of have a male-female slider. It might be boobs, it might be butts, right? But you can change the presentation of the avatar to be male-presenting or female-presenting. If you've made the decision about what you want that character, the avatar, to be, that blend shape needs to not exist. And you can do that by baking your blend shapes. I'll go ahead and link that tutorial in the chat here. What that does is it takes the current position of all of those vertices with that blend shape applied and then applies it to the base blend shape, or the basis if you're familiar with Blender terminology, and then it deletes that blend shape so it no longer needs to exist. And what that does is it signals to the engine, to NEOS, hey, I'm not going to change whether or not I have breasts anymore in this avatar. I have locked that choice in. And again, I'm not saying that that needs to be permanent. If you save two copies of the avatar, one that has those blend shapes baked and one that doesn't, then the one that has those blend shapes baked is more performant. And if you ever want to change those sliders again, you can load the unperformant one and then make those changes. I'm searching YouTube for bake your blend shapes and I got some very weird results. I need to go to my YouTube channel and search it there. Like, how to bake a cake? I'm like, no, bake your blend shapes, not a cake. Here we go. Moving forwards to an additional question where I scroll. Toy says, a bit of an off-topic question. Any cool hardware that's popping up that's caught your attention lately? I'm still a streamer at heart. I used to stream a lot. I don't anymore, but I'm like really wise to the streaming hardware area. The coolest piece of hardware in that area that I bought recently, not recently, it was actually like almost a year ago now, but I still love it every day. The reason it comes to mind is because the place I bought it from was like a local store, because they had it in stock and Amazon didn't. And that store, like, still every like 6 months sends me a little letter with their catalog attached, and it just says like, thanks for being a customer, here's our catalog in case you need anything else. And it's just like, it is like slightly annoying but also kind of cute as a company doing that. But anyway, so yeah, it's the Go XLR Mini. It's what I'm actually talking to you on. I like it. I use it every day. I don't use it to its full advantage, but like, it solved a very big issue I had with microphones, so that was cool. As for new hardware, more in the realms of the like VR space, I'm a backer, I'm a pre-orderer of the Yeti controllers, and I'm really interested in trying them because I think I might like the feel. I don't know if I'll actually like them, but I pre-ordered them, so I'm kind of like biased to be like, I want to try them just in case I've, like, you know, wasted my investment here. Unfortunately, the Yeti controllers have had a couple of production delays. They are very understandable. It is very difficult to get a new product to market when you need to build circuit boards and also like the actual plastic that goes around that. So I am patient with them, and I'm excited to see what they can do with them. We do have limited support for an earlier version of the Yeti controllers. There will probably need to be additional work when the Yeti controllers in their final state arrives. But I will be quite motivated to do that, seeing as I'll have them lying in my apartment. Let's move along. Duff says, why do people from VRC keep asking if they need to buy dinner upgrades for Neos? This is an unfortunate naming problem that we have. So when it comes to Neos, we have dynamic bones that are very, very, very similar to VRChat's Fizzbones and VRChat's Dynamic Bones, which actually aren't owned by VRChat, long story. But, like, you know, like, we are very similar things, but they are completely different. So if you want to draw a Venn diagram, there is, like, no overlap in terms of code. Like, VRChat Fizzbones, completely different from Dynamic Bones, the asset library thing. And then our Dynamic Bones, completely separate from both of those other two. The problem there that then happens is because dynamic bones are called dynamic bones in Neos, they think that they're the same thing. And that's quite perfect. Like, it's a perfect mistake and a confusion to have. And that's why they ask if they need to buy it. If you are a member of our community, please get a banner, get on a horse and charge into the sunset with a giant banner. Dynamic bones on Neos are free. The reason why they're named Dynamic Bones, or close to that language, is because of the opposite of that. We didn't want to name them something really obscure, because then people would have the opposite problem. They wouldn't feel that they're familiar, they wouldn't know how to talk about them, etc. That's also the case with Fizzbones, right? Whenever I think about Fizzbones, which is what PRC uses now, I'll find myself calling them Dynamic Bones just because it's in my vocabulary, even though they're completely different. You need to call things what they are. And that association has power, and so therefore calling them Dynamic Bones has power. I added them to a couple of avatars yesterday, and I said, like, there's lots of controls here, you know, you can do what you want. They are quite similar, but they are different. And the user I was helping took a look at the inspector panel for the Dynamic Bones and went, I can work with this. It looks quite similar. And they just were off and playing with the Dynamic Bones, and that was perfect. And yes, clarifying that, Dynamic Bones was a paid add-on for VRC, made by someone who doesn't have any investment. They're not employed or anything at VRC. It was just an add-on you could buy. I know a lot of people didn't buy it, and that makes me sad. But I do wish I could, like, I don't know, interview the original creator and be like, did you know that this add-on was going to be used for what it was being used for? Because, like, I don't think they did. Like, they made it a long time ago. Moving onwards, lots of questions here. We will run over if there's still questions going. It is a busy day because of the new influx, so don't worry about that. We'll just keep on keeping on. If I get to the bottom of the list and we're starting to run a bit dry, I'll let you know. So on to Egg Roll Force. That's a crazy username that sounds like, I don't know, if you know the video game series EDF, Earth Defense Force, it sounds like you'll be right at home playing that one. So Egg Roll Force asks, is there a best practices for hosting instances, specifically for running more sandboxy instances on a headless? Yes. First thing I would say there is have rules. So we do have guidelines. You'll see Git, like, basically banging a drum about guidelines. I do as well. Those are the guidelines which are platform global, right? We don't care what type of session you're in. You need to be following those guidelines. When it comes to hosting your own sessions, you can add rules to that. So it would be perfectly acceptable for you to run a headless which had a rule which said no yellow things. and then Frooks wouldn't be able to join. Perfectly acceptable. Weird, but perfectly acceptable. So do come up with a list of rules for your session. If you want recommended rules, like I said, keep the video players down. Don't build on spawn. I hate it when people build on spawn. Move away from spawn to build. People don't want to spawn into your creations. And then other rules like that. You can see some example rules in the MTC. We recently added them because we needed to like add some couple more rules to the MTC. Or just join a couple of headlesses to do that. I might write up an article on like some other rules I would generally have. It's just a little bit like wordy to go into. As for a sandboxy instance, do know that it's going to crash a lot. If it's on a headless, it's going to crash a lot. You're going to need to probably like make sure it's got like an auto restart or something like that. If it's sandboxy, as in people can do whatever they want, it will just accidentally crash. That won't happen if like only certain people can build, only friends can, or a limited audience. But if anyone can build, the chances of crashing is like it's going to be higher. As for hosting instances, personally, if you're a host in the world rather than on a headless, your unfortunate job is to sort of be a gatekeeper of that session. If you notice problems, particularly problems involving the guidelines, please enact self-moderation. That's where you can sort of kick or ban someone from a session. Report stuff that happens. We love tickets. We're not going to like penalize you for making a ticket that isn't good or isn't spelt right or anything like that. If something happens, let us know. We'll take a look at it. But do remember that like you have a little bit of responsibility as the session host to kind of keep things to how you'd want them to happen. Imagine that the session is your house and that people are coming around to visit. If someone comes around to visit and they spread dirt all around the floor, or horse manure, that was the meme from the previous one, they spread horse manure all around your apartment, you'd kick them out of your apartment. So do the same for your session, please. If they come in with a loud, obnoxious firearm, again, you'd probably call the police and get them arrested. So maybe do that in your session, unless it's like a, I don't know, gun range session, in which case, hey, fine. So... next question from Zidaseth. So Zidaseth says, so I'm kind of shy for asking questions in a large group. Being a new player, so I don't think that'll make my experience best when I finally get into Neos. I have a great example of that, which is about attitude. So I've seen great attitude from the people I've recently been helping, but in the past I have had a couple of problems with a little bit of attitude. So when I say attitude, I don't mean the way that like a school teacher would tell you like, oh, you need to have the right attitude to learn. I just mean the right mental model to go into Neos, right? So when you go into Neos as a VRChat player or as any other platform player coming across, you're going to sort of try and make a lot of comparisons. You're going to try and be like, well, it's like this over on VRC, it's like this on Neos. What I want you to do is try and sort of see beyond that and have patience and understand that we have a little bit of dust going on right now. You know, if I could wear a hard hat, I'd probably be wearing a hard hat, right? So some stuff is confusing, some stuff is unclear, some stuff is more complicated. We've got people all around that are going to help you out. Look for the green icon above anyone's head. If you're in an MTC session, they'll probably be there. And then above all else is just like ask questions if you got them. Like I will answer the same questions all day if I need to. Like if it helps you, go for it. If you're shy and you don't want to speak using your microphone, we have a number of tools available inside the Neos Essentials folder called the Mute Helper. That lets you type text-based messages, which will appear in a speech bubble next to your head. And that's a great sort of advantage to many, many people who are, for whatever reason, and there's no judgment here, don't feel comfortable talking. That's absolutely fine. Mute Helper was fantastic for that. Also remember that everyone had to learn at one point. I'm just rambling here. If you like the rambling, cool. If you don't, let me know. My first session in Neos, I was in an avatar tool world by a user called Business Lawyer. Nexlin came in and there was a cart, like a sort of metal cart in this world. He selected it with the inspector and scaled it. And I'm just like, whoa. And I spent the next like week or so just completely confused. I had no idea how anything worked. And so everyone had to learn, even me. That was like 2 or 3 years ago, but everyone has to learn. Duff has a statement as well, which is be kind, ask questions, and know that you're generally in a helpful community. Yep, it's good advice as well. Oh, also, take a look at the guidelines. I hate, you know, banging a drum about them, but like the guidelines do have some important information. They're good for you as a person just to know what's unacceptable to do, but it's also good for you to know what we value, right? The guidelines show what Neos values in a community. So we value people being nice to each other because it's on the guidelines to not be not nice. And do, again, make tickets if you see problems. We love tickets. Tickets are a great source of sustenance for us. Moving forwards, Nash has a question, which is, how easy would it be to import my avatar? Do I just drag and drop the FPX? I've never done it before. In a lot of cases, you are like a little bit ahead of the game, because what we start with usually with VLC players, other platform players, is they don't know where their FPX is. That's perfectly fine. If you know where your FPX is, you're already at like step two. So you're already having an easier time than someone who doesn't know where their FPX is. Drag and drop your FBX into the game. You've got to click a few buttons. It is a little bit of an evolved process. Someone can show you it, or there are tutorials available, which I'm sure people can sort of point and take a look at. Gray has linked one, for example, just underneath the question, and it will import. Things that might not work when you import things are things like textures, materials, and in some cases as well, rigging. There are subtle differences between the way that Unity is able to rig a humanoid and Neos is able to rig a humanoid. But depending on which avatar you're using, it's absolutely fine. I'm going to take a look at your profile picture here and assume that's your VRChat avatar. If it's so, probably be fine. I think I recognize that one from being imported. Do just take it slow, ask questions, and you'll be there. It is not impossible. People import all sorts of stuff. Corey asks, will there eventually be a wiki page on the recommended avatar optimizations? Yes. It's on my list to write. I just don't want to get it wrong. So I'm like writing it and editing it and writing it and editing it and then waiting to send it to Fruks or Geens. So Geens is our graphics programmer, deals with a lot of the rendering. And Fruks just knows everything about Neos because they wrote a lot of it. I want to say like most of it, but these days like it's a little bit untrue because like, hey, I write code, Geens writes code, you know, like it's cool. Like, they know like a lot. Fruks' knowledge is insane. Like, you just be like, this component you wrote 3 years ago, and they're like, oh yeah, that one. It does this. Let's move on. Corey has an interesting statement which says it's tedious to import an avatar. I agree that the first few avatars that you import are going to be tedious, and that's a bit that I was talking about with that attitude. If you come in with an attitude of, this is tedious, I'm bored, I'm fed up, then you won't get it done. But if you come in an attitude like, hey, this is going to be a bit tedious, this might be a little bit confusing, and you get it done, the like fourth, fifth, sixth avatar you import, it'll be much easier. The first couple, they are going to be a little bit tedious. Let's move on. Dust says, can we empathize that you can use F8 to swap between VR and desktop mode, assuming you start up in VR? I told that to a user yesterday, and they were like mind blown. It was crazy. To just elaborate that on a little bit, if you start in VR mode, that start the game in VR mode, right? You know, if you use base stations, they start whirring, your headset turns on. You can just focus the window on your desktop, like with your headset off, push F8 and you'll be in desktop mode. Push F8 again, you'll be back in desktop. No VR, whichever way around it was that I was talking. There is no need to restart. If you start in desktop mode, you cannot switch to VR mode. You have to start in VR mode to do that switch. Myself and many others of the community, we always start in VR mode. And there are some days where I start in VR mode, instantly F8 to desktop mode, and then never F8 back. My headset's just like lying there on its like usual resting spot on my desk. And it's just like, play with me. And I'm like, not today. It's like, but I'm on. And I'm like, not today. I'm F8. Let's move along. Looper says, is there any word or timeline for the solve of the issues surrounding why the reason we're not pushing updates? We'll talk about it in announcements when we talk about it. I said it earlier, but like, if there is no announcement in announcements, don't assume nothing's happening. Just assume we can't talk about it yet. Aaron says, you got a lot of people listening to you ramble about silly stuff today. Yeah, I was talking about your door earlier that you're replacing. Moving forwards. Jin asks, is Neos looking at alternative rendering engines such as Web 3.js or Godot? We are looking into other engines, not 3.js and not Godot. We were looking into, they're all called silly names, so I've forgotten them all. Right now, we're sort of working on our own rendering engine as a separate project. It's called Source. Not Source, the Half-Life 2 one. Source is in like tomato sauce. I honestly don't know a lot about it, and that's because my strengths don't allow it in the rendering side of things. That's more a kind of like Geensy question to go over. Geens did used to do office hours. They're just sort of on hold right now, but it will not be Godot or 3.js or Unreal. That's another common question we get. It will not be Unreal. Euphoria says, can we hit 100 people in prime time? I don't know. If you can make it happen, go for it. I'm too busy scrolling down and asking questions. I'm looking at my scroll bar and it's just continually going. let's keep going. Fuzzy says, last I knew, for Japanese makers, they make amazing things, but they're usually very unoptimized. I've seen some advancements in that. The The biggest part about the Japanese community that I like is how fast they are. I have no idea how they do it and how fast they do it. They're also incredibly well organized. So when they start a project, it just sort of like happens and it's insane. And I love that about them. And so if there's any optimization issues, I'm sure they're working on them. Quincy, I think I saw you in Neos, if I'm remembering that name. Hello again. A translation device, would love to find that. Where can I get one? Essential tools, JP tools, and then in there is the translator. I don't know which row it's on or anything like that, but you're looking for a red and white rectangle. I know that's not useful, and I apologize on behalf of Neos that we don't have search yet, but it is in there. I do have a version that I'm working on that's sort of working, but mine is just an edit, and I do have a video about that on my channel, but I do always want to point to the original source as well, because they deserve all the credit. They figured it out. I just have tweaked it a little bit to make it easier for my purposes. Shifty states, IK is incredibly optimized, more particularly it's minimizing the cost of slot transforms in the data model. I thought there was something we wanted to do with IK. I might be out of date. Anyway, the point there being an optimization is there is stuff that you can do, which we'll make a wiki page for, and there is stuff that the Neos team can do, which we know that we need to work on. So Zillaseth has another question, fantastic, which says, does Neos have any hard limits in terms of avatars or worlds? Not that I can think of. There's nothing stopping you from importing a like million polygon avatar, but it will lag people out and they'll hate you for it. There's also nothing stopping you from doing that on the world level. And again, it will lag people out and they'll hate it and they won't go there. But there's no real limits. The only limit I can really think of is, well, beyond like, hey, your computer might crash, is the file space limit that you have. All accounts start with a default storage space of 1 gigabyte. Beyond that, you will need to subscribe to our Patreon to get more space. And that will enable you to save more. I currently have about 25 gigabytes of space based on my account status, and I'm using like 5% of that, and I've been playing for 3 years, but I don't save everything. I don't know, recently, half a year ago or something, I just stopped saving stuff that it's cool, but I don't need to save it. I just remember where it is, and then I go there and spawn it out again, or go find it if I need it. That way I keep my file space down. And I have really, really dense polygon meshes, all sorts of stuff. I have a really, really high density chicken nugget, which has an amazing story about it. Moving onwards. Speedy Baby, another great username here. I like these strange like usernames have a ring to them. They're good. They ask, what accessibility things are in the game? So it depends what type of accessibility you're talking about. I'm happy to go into specifics if you have a particular thing in mind that you're concerned about. Ones that come to mind are the mute helper, which I mentioned before. That's for users who, for whatever reason, again, no judgment from me, don't wish to speak. They can use the mute helper to have that speech bubble appear next to the messages that they type. There are various versions of the mute helper. There's even one that's sort of hooked up to text-to-speech so that the message that you type will then be read in-game using a text-to-speech voice. And text-to-speech is getting a little great right now. I know text-to-speech has a sort of reputation in the older days of computing as being very robotic, but I've seen some text-to-speech on those avatars, which is like quite human. Beyond that, if you are colorblind, I'm partially colorblind, we do have a way to correct for that. It is a little bit experimental, but there are filters that you can put on your head that are sort of like a material you put on your head, and then you can adjust the color spectrum of a world such that it might be a little bit better. You know, we can make blues more blues or less blue, whatever you need there. If you are light sensitive, I know there are a couple of people light sensitive, we can also do the same thing as that colorblind filter, but with a darkening filter, right? It'll just take some of the intensity of the bright lights out of the world. I have sunglasses in my inventory, which I very rarely equip these days, and I don't really know why. I used to equip them all the time in the early days. Moving beyond color, if you are low vision, there is the ability to just arbitrarily create cameras in the world. And I've seen a lot of people who will... I don't know where they are. If anyone in chat is here and knows where they are, they've got sort of devices they parent to their avatar that let them kind of zoom in on things a little bit like or similar to Windows Magnifier. So I like seeing those. We also have, on that note, we have disability awareness badges, which you can add to your account. If someone below can link the badges wiki article. We have a badge that says that you're colorblind. We have a badge that says that you are... have vision issues. We also have a badge that says that you are deaf. When it comes to the deaf community there, We have a lot of techniques and abilities that you can do in there. We also have a prominent few people that are in that community and are fantastic. Danny comes to mind. Danny is fantastic. They make just crazy stuff. With the finger tracking that we have and the leap motion support that we have, we see a lot of people that are able to sign a lot better inside NEOS because they can just sort of, you know, move their hands around. We also have a couple of sort of hands that are set up such that you can manually trigger letter finger spelling signs in a sort of intuitive way. We also have native subtitle support for videos, although I don't know how it works. It is on my list to make a tutorial about. But I was reading code earlier and I'm like, oh yeah, you can import subtitle files. I've forgotten how, but you can. And those can be hooked up. Beyond that though, because I could witter on for forever, literally. If there is a problem, you might be able to build something to fix that problem. And people will love to help you. Like if you go into a world and you say, I am, for whatever reason, I am unable to comprehend the existence of yellow, like someone will quickly build you something you can put on your head and it just removes yellow somehow. Someone actually handed me the yesterday when I was playing, they handed me some glasses that gave you the vision of a dog, right? So they remove the colors that dogs cannot see. And so if I looked at green grass, for example, it was actually yellow. My color blindness means that I can often not tell the difference between green and yellow anyway. So I was very confused. I'm like, this isn't any different. And they're like, are you a dog? I'm like, no, I'm not a dog. I just can't tell the difference between green and yellow sometimes. Moving forwards. Zillisef has another question here, which says, what is the most difficult thing that new players will have to deal with? People have commented with emojis to get logics, and I would kind of agree, but I would actually say is getting the avatar imported. The thing that like is difficult about particularly people that come from another platform that doesn't have the in-editing ability is you want to just get comfortable. And I used to not understand this, but after like a month or two of playing VRChat, I got it, right? People want to feel comfortable in the avatar that they're wearing. Getting to that stage where you're comfortable is going to be the most difficult part. That's where you've got an avatar that you're comfortable in. It's moving correctly. It looks correct. It's got your colors, your textures on it. And when you look in the mirror, you're like, that's me. Once that's done, that's probably the most difficult hurdle. And then beyond that, it's up to you about what you want to do. Again, like I see people have said, logics, if you don't want to learn logics, that's totally fine. You don't have to. If you don't want to learn any of the engine, that's totally fine. Just get the avatar in, ask for help, and you'll get it in, and then you can just socialize, right? So it just depends on which path or journey that you want to go through on NEOS. Zlinker says, Eti controller, the one with the driver already in NEOS. Yes, the driver in NEOS for Eti controllers is like really old. It's from before they had 6DOF. Now they have a 6DOF version, which is the right image on the thumbnail from the link that Alex posted. You see it's got like a chunkier bit attached to it, which is basically like a Vive tracker, but an Eti version of that. That's 6DOF, 6 degrees of freedom, that means. And that might mean there's an updated driver. And if there's an updated driver, we'd have to edit that. Aaron says, does NEOS currently support any haptic gloves? I believe we support the B haptics gloves. Those just give you vibration feedback on the gloves. They don't give you the haptics that I believe you're talking about, which is where you can like feel stuff in VR. Speaking of feeling stuff, does anyone remember the Novint Falcon? If you remember the Novint Falcon, let me know. If there's any Novint Falcon rememberers, let me know. If you don't know what it is, you can go ahead and take a look at it. Moving onwards, Dradaros, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Another interesting name. Is there currently any estimate of timeframes when the key updates would be applied, or would there be some way to see updates on current systems in the works? Although I generally do not like products and services to be rushed, the current state of the market is very competitive, and falling behind becomes problematic. We are very aware of that. There are lots of things in progress here, the announcements channel. I don't want to sort of dwell on that too much, that are existing that are preventing us from doing updates. Beyond that, though, I would encourage you to go look at our roadmap on GitHub if someone wants to drop the roadmap link in the chat. That'll be great. That shows you what we are working on, or at least intending to work on, and also gives you our backlog, which is large, but it shows you that we're thinking about stuff. We want feedback in each of those items as well. If there is a GitHub issue that you found that you have something to say about, comment on it. Let us know. Let us know how you feel. Let us know what you want to see in that future. Double Stick says it's called Dynamic Bone, no S, by Will Hong. That's the original thing. Yeah. I'd like to meet Will Hong and basically say like, hey, how much, like, did you buy a house with the amount of money you made? I don't know. Like, yeah. We have some love for EDF. Fantastic. EDF is Earth Defense Force. It is a very crazy game. And if you have a chance to play it, please go ahead and do. And just, like, roll into the hilarity. EDF is amazing. Egg Rollfest says they might have worded that probably because I was playing a hosting an instance. I would have to scroll up and find that question. If you have a further up question about hosting an instance, do let me know. Spec says, can you explain for new users how to set up an avatar for face tracking so long as the blend chips already exist? Yes, when you create an avatar, there's a bunch of checkboxes on the right hand, on the like middle of the avatar creator. Just check them all. I know some of them are off by default. I don't really know why. Just check them all. They're all useful. One of them will automatically set up face tracking. That works with the HTC Vive face tracker. I have one of those stuck to my face on my headset, and it makes me sometimes look really weird because my eyebrows do wiggles, but like that's fine. For the face tracker itself, it is based on the blend shape definitions which we got from HTC. In the tutorials channel of this Discord, pinned is an image by Gearbell, who made the sort of pivotal example face tracking avatar, which has all of those blend shapes set up. You don't have to name them exactly like that image. If you have blend shapes that are close enough, then you can hook them up to the facial tracker. I have a video on that on my channel. If someone could go ahead and link that, that'd be great. As an example here, many avatars have a smile blend shape, and it's named whatever it's named. Sometimes it's even named in Japanese. You can hook that up to the smile face tracker preset, and it'll work, even if it's not named correctly. And just that, just having a smile adds so much more like emotion to an avatar that you're wearing. Okay, we're still, my scroll bar is still huge. Let's keep going. I will answer all questions. I know it's a little bit of a crazy day, so I'll just keep going until we run out of questions. No user found. Welcome to the Discord. I see you're new from the plant icon. Like meant to be like a flower. I don't know. It's a plant icon. Who asks, how is the crypto stuff incorporated into the game, and are certain avatars locked behind NFTs or crypto? Nothing is locked behind NFTs or crypto at all. There might be some community products which you have to buy using crypto, but that's nothing to do with us. That's the same thing as buying an avatar off Gumroad and then importing it into NEOS. We have no worlds locked behind crypto or NFTs. If you're asking about crypto being integrated in the game, the Steam build has no crypto in functionality. The non-Steam build does. In the non-Steam build, you can deposit our currency, NCR, into your in-game wallet and withdraw it. You can send it to people, and you can buy storage with it. That's it. Moving on. Good questions today, Mr. Aaron. Aaron's a good friend of mine. He says, what are your opinions on the recent influx of people and how it will affect non-term NEOS? I am a bit puzzled about what might happen long-term. For anyone here that's new, I love having you here. As does the rest of our community, we love helping you. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Like, will VRC reverse their decision to add EAC? If VRC does that, how many of you will stay? I don't know. And that's the bit like I'm unsure about. I would love it if all of you stay. I understand that that might not be realistic. So if you choose not to stay, that's totally fine. Thank you so much for trying us. Hope to see you back sometime soon. I'm running out of English at the moment. As for what I think about it, it is great. It's also unexpected, though. I wish we'd had some notice. It's a bit difficult for VRC to basically be like, yo, we're dropping a big update. You might get some users because they're going to hate it. Like, they wouldn't do that. That's not like a business thing that exists. But it is unexpected. Like, I had other plans for this week, but I guess they're kind of like thrown out a little bit. Let's go ahead and move on, see if we've got any more questions. Zilithes says, I'm thinking this is the official VRC killer. No, I disagree. The important thing to think about, and we encourage you to do this based on the guidelines channel of this Discord, is to think about how, think about the metaverse platforms as like a family, right? We should be getting along. We should be talking to each other. We should be sharing insights. I myself am friends with the head of trust and safety at VRChat, and I sent them some kind words yesterday. I didn't like say, hey, this is a bad decision or anything like that. I just said, hey, good luck. I read the update and I just said, hey, good luck. Let me know if you need anything. Because like, I knew that they probably had a really, really tiresome day yesterday. And that's the kind of dialogue that I want between those platforms. So I don't think it's appropriate to say one is better than the other. I think it's appropriate to say that they are different and that they have different uses. You'll see that sentiment a lot from people. You also see the opposite sentiment, which is like, no, this is better than VRC. No, VRC is better than this. And like, it's not my place to comment on that because I don't think that we should be commenting on it. A good way to think about it is how you think about beverages, food, and stuff like that. Like the Pepsi Coca-Cola thing, right? You guys have a preference. We don't need to talk about it. We'll start an argument. But you have a preference that's in your mind right now, Pepsi or Coca-Cola. But if they're sold out of Pepsi or Coca-Cola in the grocery store, you're going to buy the other one and you're going to enjoy it. So it's a matter of preference rather than like a clear-cut distinction between the two platforms. Let's move on. Llama, with two L's, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Welcome to the Discord. Is there any plan to add a reset password button to the web UI? The process is a little confusing as you can register the login to the website, but you can't reset your password without being in-game, and I find it a little clunky. Yes. We have like three websites. It's problematic, but we're doing our best. Like I said, we're working on stuff. So we have the main website, and that has all the information about it. And then we have like the account website, and then we have a third account website, which is what we're trying to move everything over to. I believe that actually has a reset password functionality on it. It's just not like, it doesn't really do anything other than account related stuff. So that might be an option to do that, but we absolutely have plans to sort of put that all together like a jigsaw puzzle until it makes sense in the future. Nash has updated their profile picture so I can see their avatar a little better. Yeah, that looks like it'll work quite well. Great. Let's move along. Egg roll fails again. I hope you're fighting for the EDF quite well. Anyway, also, is there some place where there's a complete list of desktop controls? It seems the only one I can find is outdated. Wiki has it. The wiki shouldn't be out of date. If it's out of date, yell at me. I'll update it. Basic controls is the page on the Wikipedia. The NEOS wiki. Moving forwards. Aaron says, what are some suggestions for getting VRC users who may be on the fence or are simply just trend followers to stay on NEOS? I think we can do that based on the way that we handle the experience, right? So if you come over to us to try us out, thank you so much for trying us. And if you like it, stay. Do make sure you give it a good try. Do make sure you come in with the attitude of like, hey, this might be a little bit difficult. There are some rough edges. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And if you don't decide to stay, that's fine. Thank you for trying. Moving on, we've got Delirious Jax's 1 minute avatar. I love that. So Delirious Jax's 1 minute avatar is meant to be slightly satirical. And the reason why that is he has a perfect avatar set up. The textures import, the IK is fine, so he can just import that model and do that. And the reason why he's able to do that is because he knows what NEOS needs, and he's able to craft an FBX file that works perfectly. A lot of users, this might be the first time that you've even looked at the files that are inside your avatar. You might have been doing solely with like download drops of Unity packages from avatar creators, and that's totally fine. Like if you are a knowledgeable user like Jax there, you should be able to just make an FBX that works. I had that actually yesterday with another user. They brought the avatar in and the like rig was just messed up. And I explained what was wrong and I apologized that, you know, there was no way to fix it in game. And they went, oh, it's okay, I can fix it in Blender. They took off their headset, crumpled into a heap on the floor, came back 5 minutes later with a working file. And it was beautiful. I'm like, well, my job is done. They understood my statement and they did it. Zillaseth says, what is the history of NEOS? How did it all start? I'm going to abridge this. Some people might have some links. If you've got some links to better histories of that, but I'm going to abridge it because I don't want to go on too long. Fruxius is an original backer of the original Oculus Rift. And when they got the Oculus Rift, they went to a lot of like meetups, like, you know, hacker meetups, stuff like that, jams, stuff like that. And they created a bunch of cool stuff. And they noticed that they were doing the same thing over and over again. When you start a new VR project, what's the first thing you do? You make hands, that hands work. And then maybe once you've got hands, you do grabbing. Like, think about all the VR games you have. They all have hands and grabbing. And you might have to grab a gun or a ball or an object. And he was getting tired of repeatedly doing that. He's like, I've just started a new project. I've got to copy this code from the other project that sets up hands into this new project that sets up hands. And so originally he was like, what if I made the project, which was NEOS? And it's like, cool, now I can make my other projects in NEOS. And then it was like, well, now I can have multiplayer in this collaboration and people could join and talk to me. And it's like, well, now we have avatars. And then slowly it sort of evolved into a social metaverse, but with that also creation around it as a metaverse. And that's how it all got started. Specs has a good point there, which is the first time that they imported a VRC avatar, they found it tedious. I agree. I was completely confused. I'd not done Unity much before. So I was just like, what are all these buttons? As well as for NEOS, they say. But now if he had to choose, he would start with NEOS because it's simpler. And I agree that's the thing as well. If the roles were reversed, if you were coming over to me and I was representative of VRChat and you just, you know, hopped over from NEOS, and I'm like, hi, welcome to VRC. To set up an avatar, you need to do the process that you do for VRC avatar setups. You might have the same feedback. This is tedious. This is confusing. And that's, again, all about the attitude. If you come with an attitude of it's confusing, you're going to have a bad time. If you come in the attitude of, I'm going to try this, I might get confused, I'm going to ask for help, then you'll have a much better time. So Aki Adachi says, when will we get an option to stay logged in forever? That is a common problem that we have. We're only able to remember your login for 7 days due to security. And that what that means is if you log in, we'll remember you for 7 days. And that's like a rolling window. So if I log in today, it will remember me till next Tuesday. If I log in on Wednesday, it will remember me to next Wednesday. So if I continually log in each day, I'll never have to enter my password again. And as I use Neos a lot, I never really have to. But we're unable to remember you for forever because of our security policies. We may change that in the future, but it just requires us to sort of evaluate the security problems with that and adjust them. Moving forwards, Alex says, isn't there a Patreon only flag? Yes, you can technically make a world which is only accessible to patrons. I have no idea if anyone's done that or why you might do that. Lex says that there should be a hard limit. Yeah, okay, we'll set a hard limit. We'll set a hard limit for quarter past. I would say 10 past, but we're already like 4 minutes. Quarter past. We'll set a hard limit for quarter past. You're right, I do have other stuff to do today. Zillaseth says, is the game enjoyable without getting any subscription? Yes, provided you only upload your avatar and you are wary on what you save. Absolutely. Don't be a pack rat. Know where stuff is rather than saving it as well. So if you have a public folder full of cool stuff that someone else has saved, cool. That won't count to your storage space and you can just spawn it. If you want to just chill out and see yourself more as sort of like a chill out, not the platform, just a person who chills out on social VR, then all you need is your avatar uploaded. You can do everything that you've ever done on VR chat without a subscription for sure. If you want to build stuff, you will maybe at some point run into that butt where there's a, you know, hey, you're out of storage space. But if you're careful, there's a lot that you can do without running out of storage space. Zillaseth says, wait, is all the storage in the cloud? Yes, all storage is in the cloud for the most part. There is a caveat to that, which is not used a lot. When you open Neos, you'll see that two worlds are opened. You can close these. There's ways to do it. I won't go into that. By default, two worlds are opened. There is the local home and the cloud home. Anything saved to the local home, as in saved inside the local home, you drop it in there, you hit save, will be saved on your computer. It doesn't touch the cloud. Anything saved anywhere else, including your imagery, will be saved to the cloud. It is also sort of slightly higgledy-piggledy magic saved to your computer. That's just a local cache of it and a local database of it and a local copy of it, but it is saved to the cloud as well. I'm getting all the way down to all the links that I requested. Thank you, Froppy, for linking badges. Thanks, June, for linking that mod for zooming in. Beautiful. By the way, we do support mods. We have a modding policy, and the modding community are upholding that policy to a better level than I believe even I can. Like, they are basically like, guys, if you're being malicious with your mods, get out of here. Like, they won't help you and all sorts of stuff like that. I really do like them. Mods don't break the guidelines. Read that mod and plugin policy. Also read our security policy, because it's very important that you read all the policies we have. I wrote the mod and plugin policy. I also wrote the security policy. So just, I'm kind of proud of them. Anyway, moving on. Zillatha says, now is there a roadmap for this? Yes, you can find a roadmap on GitHub. Someone can link it. Froppy did. Thank you. No User Found says, they don't have to worry about forced crypto NFT. Why did the crypto stock prices on Telegram and also the Neos Metaverse website? Read announcements. Moving onwards. Okay, no more questions. Specs, links, an issue. Great. Lego Creator is asking about low vision stuff. If anyone has any low vision assets, please do help Lego Creator out. I know of some, but I don't know where they are located. So please do help them out. I don't want to like call anyone out and be like, oh, yes, I remember this user has low vision, but I will direct message a user who I'm aware of and ask for their permission to connect you two together, because I know that they have a lot of tools on their avatar, and I'm sure if I ask them politely enough, they'll be happy to show you how they got set up. They feel sorry for asking so many questions. Don't worry about it. If it was a problem, if I needed to go, if my house is on fire, I would quit it. I would just get rid of it. Okay, I'm not seeing questions. I'm seeing a lot of responses to questions. That's fine. I'm seeing a lot of links to videos. Face tracker setups, excellent videos, great. Quincy says, speaking of which, can people make shops or Neos to sell avatars and worlds? Yes, absolutely. We actually had, I forget which furry convention it was, but they had the equivalent of the dealer's den or the show floor area as a world. And you could go in there and each person had a market stall with a hyperlink that could be on there. And that allowed them to basically say hey, here's a sample of my artwork. Click here. It'll take you to their commission page, stuff like that. You could also do, if you set up the missions correctly, you could also do a few demo worlds to demo avatars. That wouldn't be entirely secure, because you're still risking it by giving them the avatar to wear, but they wouldn't be able to save it. You could do that. You can also use Neos on your Gumroad pages or whatever to be hey, look, here's a video of my avatar in Neos. Look how expressive it is. Look at how, the face tracker works, the dynamic bones work, that's fine. How did I end up scrolling up? I don't particularly know. I just read another question and I'm what? Llama, Kelex, Bitkyon, thank you for letting us know. Let's try and keep VRC discussion about that breaking news not here or be here forever. It is not a time to talk about EAC or VRC in this particular... I mean, VLC a little bit, but not EAC. Basic controls has been linked. Fantastic. Nash had issues loading their homework last night. Is that fixed now? I'm sorry. I don't know where your homework is. I understand that's a nice normal typo. So, yes, it should be better. If you still see issues, do let us know. We're still keeping an eye on it. And based on what I just read, we might have to push a few more buttons. Okay, moving forwards. Kip says, word from the wise, organize your stuff in folders. You will enjoy. Agreed. There is actually a video on my channel about how I organize stuff in folders. Coffee has added, Coffee Kai, sorry, there's a lot of coffee, so I have to be specific. Coffee Kai has added a link to the Neos modding Discord. Go there if you'd like. The one ask I have, and I'm sure the Neos modding community won't be offended by this, is do check Neos's features before you start modding. There are a lot of mods that you think you might need because you're coming from a different platform that you don't need. Good example there being grabbing other people's bones. Before the Fizzbone update, I knew that that was a mod that was in play in VRChat. You don't need that over here, so you wouldn't need to mod that. So do just take a look at Neos's features before you then get all sort of embroiled in the modding community. There are a lot of cool mods there, but you might not need any, is what I'm saying. Just keep in mind what you might need. Rafe says, want another team member in the stage of you? We're good for now. Maybe another time. Hey, Wraith, you could do your own office hours if you want. Nothing's stopping you. You could do a UK time one as well. That might be better for Europe. Drazen said, that is ferality. Yes, that was ferality. Fernal Equinox, Kip says. I get the names of them confused. If you are a furry convention creator, consider not putting fur in the name of your convention. I know it's a really easy way to signal to the community, hey, this is a furry convention, but for Prime's brain, it just is they all get bundled into one and I get confused. I apologize for that. I should be better at that. Scrolling through, Stifle has linked how to organize my inventory. Thank you for that. That was a Christmas tutorial. I've got that sent out on. Oh, yeah, Rafe does do the moderation office hours. I am at the bottom. We are at 17:15. Sarah Kitty and Dryzone, if you are typing a question, you are the last two questions. No other questions will be accepted. Thank you so much for allowing us to get through this. There will be a recording of this on the Sounder. I use Sounder because it's got transcription. The transcription's kind of bad, but it'll actually click around and navigate through the audio quite quickly that people like. I'm still waiting for them to update their transcription editor so that I can actually edit those transcriptions to be even more accurate. So thank you all. If you have any other questions, please feel free to drop them in the questions and help section. Find a mentor in game. Read that wiki. I'll be back next week. And just keep trying, guys. We're happy to see you. I will see you again next time. Actually, you might see you in Neos a little bit later. I've got some work to do, but I'll be there. Aaron, I'll come look at your trigonometry thing. I've got to book some flights. Bye-bye.